This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, let's move on to someone who is not a moron, who certainly knows his stuff, particularly when it comes to the NBA. We love having him on the show. I'm talking about David Thorpe. You can read his work at TrueHoop.com. He has coached more than 75 NBA players over the last 30 years and is executive director of the Pro Training Center in Clearwater, Florida. I don't know if this is a transition that will work, David. We were talking about how things evolve. How has your work evolved from where you started to where we are now, where I'm sure numbers and analytics and the game itself has changed?
You know, I got my first coaching job out of college in late summer of 1987. And the first book I read, I had played high school basketball, was very involved in basketball in college. Mm-hmm. But I knew I needed to read a lot more. My high school coach was a very good teacher, so I knew the game really well, I thought. And I read Dean Smith's first book. He was in North Carolina at the time. Yeah. And on page one of that book, he talked about how the number one goal for them on offense is to get fouled. Because your probability of scoring 2 points off a free throw is better than almost any other shot you can get besides, you know, some kind of uncontested dunk. And so statistics have been part of my life since day one of coaching. And then when I coach players, John Hollinger, who's a brilliant basketball mind analyst now for Athletic, and he used to be with me at ESPN. I was an early adopter to any advanced metric that was out there, and it informed how I coach my players, and it still does. My son would tell you at Florida State when they're on the bench, if one of their players fouls a 3-point shot, someone will say to my son, your dad's pissed right now, because it's the single worst play in basketball. There's nothing worse than fouling. You'd rather give up an open dunk, because it's only going to get 2 points every time, guaranteed, an open dunk. If you foul a 3-point shooter, there's a much better chance almost anyone will make at least two, if not all three, free throws. And it's a worse play, of course, than giving up the uncontested dunk, which on occasion is missed. So it's always informed how I coach, and it always will.
Analytics certainly have a role in the NBA and just about any sport these days. But also, I feel like the NBA is almost different than some other sports because some of it's managing personalities. And we have seen it with some of these big star players. And right now, it's the Nets having to rework their offense now without Kevin Durant. So looking at the Nets, and, you know, they have some big personalities on that team. Like, how do they move forward without Kevin Durant in the lineup for the next 4 to 6 weeks?
Oh, it's going to be hard. I call him the healer because he heals anything that's wrong with your offense. Friends of mine will say he's a walking bucket. There's been a few walking buckets in this league in the last few decades, but he's about as special as it gets. And one of the great things about Kevin Durant is he's not selfish. He really plays the we game so successfully when in reality he could average almost 40 a night if he wanted to play more of a me game. That's why his team's been so good almost, you know, since, I guess, year three of his career. It's an enormous miss. And then you think about they only have Kyrie for away games, which will be interesting come postseason time if they don't actually mind being a 5, 6, 7, 8 seed, because then they get to play game 7 potentially on the road and have Kyrie. And they play the first two games of every series on the road with Kyrie. So I think they're in a little trouble. I think they're going to have a hard time holding on to a top 6 seed. There's 3 teams below them that can catch up to them. It doesn't mean they will, because those guys have injury issues as well, potentially. And with COVID still lurking, we don't really know. I don't know that they'll fall below Charlotte at the 7th spot. So they're going to have to get James Harden to play great more consistently. They don't have a lot of good players right now. They really need to get much better with some of their young guys. They maybe find someone in the G League or I read today they're looking to trade maybe Claxton. You know, they're searching. They're definitely searching right now, and I think it's going to be a tough search these next 4 to 6 weeks. And then when he comes back, it'll get much better right away.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're talking with David Thorpe. You can read his work at truehoop.com, executive director of the Pro Training Center in Clearwater, Florida. Also follow him on Twitter at Coach Thorpe. David, when you look at the Sixers, they lost to the Wizards yesterday. But outside of that, when you take a step back, they've had a pretty nice run here. What's been the key in Philly outside of Embiid playing out of his mind recently?
Oh, that's the only key.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's been extraordinary. I wrote about him yesterday at True Hoop. He's having a career year. He's on the cusp of having a career year. He just had a good start, not an incredible start, but how he's trending, he's going to end up with his best ever numbers in terms of advanced metrics. And it's on both ends. I actually wrote the article because I watched the way he was defending and just so active and athletic on their interior. And last year they were the best defense in the league, or one of the best defense in the league. This year they've not been. And they're trending back up. I think before the game yesterday, in the month of January, for example, they were the number two defense. He's really having an unbelievable January. And they got beat by a Wizards team that was fully healthy, and the Sixers are missing some guys and just didn't play real great. And Washington played really well. But he's the second best big man in the world behind Jokic. Jokic is the best player in the world. But they might be the two best players in the world in terms of how things are going this season. Giannis certainly deserves to be right there. LeBron's the best of all time and all that. But Embiid is pressuring Jokic to be the best center in this league, which is amazing because Jokic, like I said, is the best player in the world.
Well, the case for Embiid is usually that he just can't stay healthy when it comes to winning that MVP award. It's not really that he doesn't have the talent. Like, he puts up the numbers. It just, you know, he has problems with his knee, and he's so big that sometimes, you know, it's just being a big human. So sometimes he's a little injury prone, but we can't talk about the NBA without talking about the Lakers. And it's an interesting discussion because look at the Lakers. They have some good pieces and they seem to be one piece away. Like, despite having LeBron, despite having AD, who obviously is not playing right now, it seems like they still need one piece. What do you think that missing piece is in LA?
Oh, I think they needed more than that. I think that yesterday they started Avery Bradley, Dwight Howard, Trevor Ariza with LeBron James and Russell Westbrook. As I told you guys off air, that's a great team in 2012. It doesn't work as well in 2022. They need Malik Monk to continue to play like he's playing. I think he's been a help, and I thought he would be able to play well for them. It just was a slow start. They haven't really had much from Kendrick Nunn. I don't remember if he's even played a game or two. They could use him to play better. He's a couple years ago in the Disney bubble, he played good for Miami in the finals. He was a good player. They missed him early on. I think he was injured early on in that finals, and they counted on him. They needed him to be another young, athletic guy. And that's where I think they're in a lot of trouble, is they're just old and slow. And LeBron isn't. He's just incredible. I guess I heard that he's having the best 37-year-old season of all time. What a surprise. You know, it's just, right. He can play every position. He's amazing, but he's not getting a lot of help. They need to play more athletes. They just don't have many. And when AD comes back, of course, if he's healthy, it's an enormous difference. But they're going to have to get a little lucky at this point. Horton Tucker's got to play better and more consistently well. or they got to make a move and maybe trade him. He's got some trade value, and bring in more athletes. They've got to be able to guard. They guarded Utah yesterday very impressively. Utah's got their own problems, but this is a team that's been built on defense for two seasons, and this year not. And so I think they need athleticism and energy defensively to start winning some games consistently. And Westbrook's got to play better too.
David, we're halfway through the NBA season now. If you had to pick the NBA Finals at this point, who would be the two teams?
It doesn't look great right now, but I would still lean Milwaukee and Phoenix in a rematch. Holiday's out for Milwaukee, and he's the best permanent defensive player in the world that plays a guard position. He's a huge catalyst for them on both ends, and he's having a very good year. He's just out right now. I am a little worried about Milwaukee's depth. They've not done as well lately as you'd hope. Brooke Lopez being out is a big factor. Bobby Portis alone can't do it at center. And Phoenix is just rolling and very consistent. Right now, I'd favor those two teams.
He is David Thorpe. You can read his work at truehoop.com. And he has coached more than 75 NBA players over the last 30 years. We always love hearing from him. David, thanks so much for being with us. And the insight, always fantastic.
My pleasure. Be safe, everyone.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.